Vocational classes that teach high school students trade skills like business and construction are common in our state, and one school is taking its vocational skills to the next level. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports Lovell High School is now in the tiny house business.
On a recent chilly morning, a class of Lovell High School students are outside working. Sophomore Christopher McKay is giving me a tour of a 208-square-foot trailer that's starting to look like a structure.
So, where we're standing right now, this will be the living room, I guess. So pretty much from the fender to the back will be, you know, all living room. By this big picture window will be a nice couch. Stairs on the passenger side will be right over the fender, going up to your loft.
This is the second tiny house McKay has worked on during high school. As I mentioned, these houses are small. They appear to be the size of a big truck. They appeal to people who prefer simple living, although the owner of the first house has a couple of big dogs. McKay is surprised that he's involved in this.
At first, I wasn't really into construction. I came in, you know, late, so I kind of just helped wherever. Some was helping put in shelves in the bathroom next to the washer slash dryer.
But for this tiny house the school is building, he's into it, especially after the first one sold to an actual person.
It was also kind of amazing because, like, buying something from a high school student, like, it just seems, you know, sort of risky in some cases, but it was also kind of sad watching it go because it was fun working on it.
It was sold last fall for just $34,000.
We sold it for what we had into it. We didn't make any money on it, but being our first project, we were ecstatic that we were able to do this from the very beginning to the very end.
That's Brett George. He's the mastermind behind the project.
I've always wanted to build a house with students. It's been a goal of mine my whole entire career. And how do you actually take students to a job site when you have a 59-minute window of time?
So if you think about it, George and his colleague Cindy Acey only have the students 3 days a week for less than an hour. So that makes it difficult to get things done efficiently and quickly. And in order to get anything done, they needed a lot of students. About 100 students were involved.
That it wasn't just one class that was involved. I'll tell you, the classes that were all involved was computer-aided drafting. We designed it in class. We drew it up. We also involved the wood shop. They did a bunch of the interior.
Basically, all the vocational classes like marketing, business, etc., came in at different points and helped with the entire process. George says the smaller scale allowed the building to take place at the school, but there were other challenges.
It was so much smaller scale. If we're building a normal house, you could mess up here and there a little bit, and it's not like you're building a piano. Mm-hmm. Not in this house. It was so much more intricate.
Fellow teacher Cindy Acey says the details meant the students really had to know the skills well.
When we had to redo things, they learned to understand that that's okay, that's part of the process, but the end result is it has to always be done right because someone will be buying this.
This was their ultimate goal, to have kids experience actually finishing something that went into the real world.
It gave them a different reality of it's not just school and it's not just an assignment.
There is something to be said there. Sophomore Christopher McKay isn't exactly sure what he wants to do when he grows up.
But probably something construction to just woodworking sort of thing. So it's definitely something that would probably help.
So you need to go cut a new one. Add a quarter of an inch on it.
George says they hope to have the second house finished in 2 years. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.